the call of the apostles are some very basic principles. I'm going to look at the one in the first reading. But here, the apostles are called to do three things. One, to be with him. That's the first of any call, to be with him. Second, that he might send them forth to preach. And third, that they might have authority to drive out demons. Those are the three things. To be with him, to preach, and to dispel evil. And the church, and those in the church, in varying ways, varying degrees, have those qualities. And they are especially those of apostles. The successors of the apostles are the bishops. Underlying this other text is the notion, the word in Hebrew is tzedek, which means, we translate, justice. And this text is translated right every once in a while. The word in this culture, which is formed by the word of God, the word means to honor the truth of every relationship. That's what it is. So this is now a story about justice and injustice. Saul is out to kill David. He's not honoring the truth of the relationship. He's his king. First duty of a king is to take care of his subjects. He's not honoring that relationship. He's out to kill him. With no reason except fear that he'll take over the kingship, which he's going to do anyway. Then there's David, who honors the truth that Saul is the king and will not kill him. I do not have right of life or death over the king, and I won't kill him. And so we see now justice. Then Saul calls out, is that your voice, my son David? Now he's moved. Trouble is, he can't sustain these noble emotions because he's got other things going on. And then we have the line that acknowledges this. You are in the right rather than I. Tzedakah lecha. You know, righteousness is on your side. You are honoring the truth of the relationship. I am not. And he acknowledges that. He can't stop himself. We have a whole other story of David having another occasion to kill Saul and not doing it. But you see, Tzedakah lecha b'nei David. Righteousness, justice is on your side. Now, we can learn a lot from this. First, you see, justice for us means I'll sue. You know, it's my rights. That's not the foundation of human life. My rights. See, it's my responsibilities. My responding to the truth of every relationship. That's what makes me a human being, not my rights. Once we drift off into the notion of rights, then people have a right to abortion, people have a right to same-sex marriage, people have a right. Measured by what? You see, this is very profound. It's a whole, what can I guess? It's a whole anthropology caught up in this story of who honors the truth of the relationship and who doesn't. The king's first job in Israel and in Semitic cultures in general, not that everybody does it, is to take care of those who can't take care of themselves and to honor the truth of every relationship. That not only goes for kings. Over in that part of the world, it goes for bishops. I can remember this fellow came in carrying his twins to see Bishop Raya, friend of mine, who was the bishop of Haifa. And he went and said, look, I got these twins. Yes, I know, I can see them. You're supposed to help me take care of them. He said, what can I do? said, well, I need money, I need this. And he said, well, I can do you, but, you know. So the fellow got quite excited about this. You're supposed to help me take care of these kids. And up to a certain point, that's okay. So finally he got so excited, he put the two little babies on the desk and walked off. Said, here, you take care. So Joe picked them both up and ran after him. Said, no, that's your justice. You've got to take care of them. But built into the mindset is, you're my leader, you have to take care of me. Even King Hussein, I think it was every Thursday afternoon, spent the whole afternoon talking to people who wanted to just, I want to talk straight to the king. This guy swiped my car and he won't give it back, and you know, whatever. Whole different notion, isn't it? Huh? So when we call God, you are my king. See what we're saying? You're the one to take care of me. It's your obligation. You're my king. And so you can see how Saul is not honoring tzedek, righteousness. And David is. And that's why it's translated here, you were in the right rather than I. Sudakalacha mimeni. You are more in the right than I am. Now, if we start looking that way in life, instead of trying to find my rights and safeguard and promote them and the heck with everybody else, if I look at the truth of every relationship and how I'm to honor that truth, look what would happen in families. The parents, the truth of the relationship to those children, and the children to the parents. Look what would happen in marriage, the truth of the relationship between spouses who swore to live with one another, to be faithful to one another, and support one another for life. And then you can see the enormous task ahead of the church. First, to get a little bit of justice ourselves, and then to help the world. See, this notion that we live in a rights-centered world is crazy. And of course, we have a lot of political, well, I don't want to get into all of this morning, but we have a lot of political theories. You see, the only role of the government is to stop us from trampling on one another in the exercise of our rights, you see. Once I am a center of rights, and you are a center of rights, we're going to be in conflict. And it's the role of the government to mediate the conflict. It's crazy. It's dehumanizing. There's nothing in my center that I have to respect, or nothing in your center I have to respect. I get as many rights as I can. And that's why, I'm not going to go on a long time about this because it's almost time already. But we have companies where the CEO and others earn like 400 times more than the people working for them. If I run a company, I have an obligation in justice to the people who work for me. Anyway, there's a lot underlying this story. We all get the picture. David was good and didn't kill Saul, but you see, the reason he didn't was because he's my king. And the truth of this is he's my king. And I'm not allowed to kill the king of the nation. Whereas Saul, here's this man who saved me by killing Goliath, and he's too popular, and I'm jealous, and I have a right to kill him.